Joining me live in studio today is Dale Cottom. Dale is here representing the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Good morning, Dale. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well, dude. Thank you so much.
Well, perfect. If you can, maybe pull that mic up a little closer to you, if possible. Thank you. Well, Dale, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Star Valley Banquet coming up this Saturday in Alpine. Always a great event. Always a great cause. Tell us about the Elk Foundation, and if people aren't familiar with what you do, what do you do?
You bet. Well, the Elk Foundation is a national charitable organization that supports not just elk hunting, but also wildlife viewing and elk habitat and everything about the opportunities to enjoy our heritage here in Wyoming and throughout the United States to enjoy elk, whether it's hunting or tourism or just wildlife viewing or what have you. And the Elk Foundation has been around for a long, long time, and the Star Valley chapter of the Elk Foundation has been here for quite a while as well.
Absolutely. You know, hunting is such a tradition and culture in this area, as we all know, and there's the deer hunt and the pheasant hunts, but I mean, the elk hunt's the king of the hunts, right? There's nothing like the elk hunt.
And you bet. And we are very lucky here in Wyoming, and especially Star Valley, to have a very healthy elk population. And that gives us lots of opportunities for hunting and viewing. And one of the reasons that we have such a good population is because of what the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation has done in terms of supporting elk habitat and access to elk habitat as well, and it's just great. It's wonderful to be able to celebrate that.
So of course you had the banquet happening this Saturday. It's 5 p.m. when doors open, and then things really get going at 6:30. Tell us about the banquet and some of the details.
You bet. So we've done this banquet. We've put this on for many years. We had a brief pause during COVID, but we were one of the first banquets to come right back after that. We've held it in Alpine for many, many years. Very proud of that tradition. Want to thank the town of Alpine and every other community and organization for supporting us. The banquet itself is just a lot of fun. I mean, it's a great way to kick off spring, friends and family. There are multiple raffles. There's a ladies raffle. There's a four-gun and a safe raffle. There's silent auction. There's live auction. The opportunities to win through these raffles, auctions, and then multiple drawings throughout the night is going to be really good. And any donation goes to the benefit of the Elk Foundation and everything that it does. And so it is absolutely, a good time for a great cause, as we say there in Alpine at this banquet.
You know, I'm looking at some of the items that are going to be raffled off or maybe auctioned off. I'm not sure, but a couple of guns, this banquet edition Kimber Monarch, and then you had this little Glock as well. I mean, these are some nice pieces here.
Oh yeah, they're very nice. They're limited edition. They're engraved. They're just a lot of fun, and it's a, you know, it's a great item to keep as memorabilia of the evening and the fun and the friends. And like I said, all the proceeds go to benefit the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and to support elk habitat and access to it and to preserve our heritage of elk hunting and the enjoyment of wildlife and recreation.
Dale Cottom in studio this morning with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Star Valley Banquet this Saturday at the Don Wooden Civic Center in Alpine. Now, one very important thing we haven't touched on yet, Dale, is the menu. And I mean, Dutch oven catered potatoes.
Oh yeah, and prime rib and you name it. So we've always had a very good meal, and we are going to outdo ourselves this time. No one will be disappointed, and it will be a meal to remember. So you bet.
Absolutely. How do people get tickets?
So you can go to rmef.org and just search from there to find our event. Or you can contact Brian Kirk, our chairman of the committee. His number is 307-699-2782. Or you can email at svrmef@gmail.com. Finally, you can look around town for posters. I know we have them at Baumgars and other places, and there's a QF code there that you can scan and get tickets that way as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. We also have that flyer posted on the events page of our website, so it can be found there easily also. And 5 o'clock when doors open, dinner at 6:30 for the banquet. You mentioned so much that the foundation does for Elk Habitat. Any specific projects that come to mind, Dale, that have either been completed or are you hoping to fund with the money raised this Saturday night moving forward?
Well, we always work on habitat actively. We spray for weeds. We try to expand habitat, and we have done so in Wyoming with easements, with planting and spraying for weeds and coordinating with the Game and Fish. And we have been working very hard on open access to provide opportunities to go in places where they haven't been able to in the past or that we become aware of that that need better access, more consistent access. And we continue to do that throughout Wyoming.
Absolutely. Well, Dale Cottom with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation in studio this morning. Anything we missed about the event or the foundation you'd like to mention?
No, I think we got it all.
All right, perfect. The event happens Saturday night at the Don Wooden Civic Center in Apton. Doors open at 5, dinner at 6:30. Find the details on the events page of SVINews.com. It's the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.